this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. Of course, we are live nationwide and worldwide on satellite over the internet and our affiliate stations with you every Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Super excited to have with us a guest for the first time on one of my very favorite topics. It is government waste, and the organization is called Open the Books, and joining us is its founder and CEO, Adam Andrzejewski. Adam, good to have you with us, sir.
Great to be on the program, Jim. Thank you very much for your interest in our work.
And did you get, did I get your name right?
You nailed it, Jim. You absolutely nailed it. Andrzejewski is not an easy name to say. I just always encourage people to remember the website, which is openthebooks.com. But you did an excellent job with the last name.
Well, I was looking around at your website, and I noticed that you and I, I grew up very, very close to where you are. I'm from Chicago, and I grew up at 79th in Harlem. I lived there till I went to college. I went to Argo High School, and where your office is, I drove by many, many times. Are you originally from that area, or you've relocated to the Chicago area?
Oh, that's pretty incredible. So I grew up in a rural area of Illinois, about 100 miles south of Illinois, literally in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by 26 miles, 13 miles in all directions of cornfields, bean fields, sunflower fields, alfalfa fields. It's where I developed my work ethic, walking beans to tasseling corn, baling hay. And so what I've tried to do over the years is just bring that work ethic now into government transparency and auditing of government spending.
Yeah, and it's incredible just looking at some of the examples on your website. And I want to start with this whole issue of the government getting involved with artwork and the arts and all of these kinds of things. And one of the things that just struck me is just so odd, and I'm not sure if I'm the only one that thinks this way, but why do organizations that have assets of millions and millions of dollars need any money from the government? In fact, one of the things that I regularly do, Adam, is I will check out a charity before I give money, and I'll hear like some really compelling story on the radio, some guys raising money for people that have no water in a third world country, and I'm thinking, wow, this sounds like a good thing. Maybe I should donate 20 or 30 bucks, and I'm getting my credit card out, and then I decide to go online, pull up their IRS 990, and find out that this guy's taking a salary of $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, right. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, this guy has more income than I do. Why am I giving him my money? But people just don't seem to look at these charities this way. So tell us kind of the foundation of this whole report that you've done, which is just amazing to look at this graphic here.
Thank you.
Of millions of dollars in assets, but yet we have to support them as taxpayers.
Right. So first off, right out of the blocks, Jim, I want to cover your question as to who we are, right? Who we are at Open the Book.
Yeah.
We're a public charity. We are American Transparency, and we don't accept government money. So last year, for instance, with our partnership with the Ohio State Treasurer, Josh Mandel, we did a mobile app for him. He was able to push his entire state checkbook all the way back to 2009 to everyone's cell phones using a mobile application. We cloned our own. We white labeled to him, no charge, pro bono. It cost us about $40,000 to do. But look, that's what public charities do. It's a mission of education There are tax breaks donors get. There are other tax advantages that non-for-profits have, charitable organizations. We take that mission very seriously. And when we did the report on art, it seems like many well-heeled, asset-rich organizations are getting tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer funding.
And I don't know if you get into the compensation issue, but I've seen some of these like crazy examples. I think it's the guy that's the CEO of the John G. Shedd Aquarium. I mean, he has an enormous salary. There's some of these college presidents, some of these nonprofit, you know, Red Cross as an example, Goodwill as another example. But not only their assets, but how they're paying their top people. I mean, these are like major corporate enterprises. So give us some examples. Who kind of made it to your naughty list here? And give us some examples of some of the gross scenarios that we're looking at.
Well, the number one example that we held out in our – so we did an oversight report at OpenTheBooks.com. We do quarterly oversight reports. Our honorary chairman is the former U.S. Senator Dr. Tom Coburn, who in 2006, along with then-Illinois Senator Barack Obama, they opened up the federal checkbook with their legislation. It was the Google Your Government Act of 2006. That's what makes our federal oversight work possible. We then take that open data and we audit it. When we audited the National Foundation on the Arts and Humanities, what we found, just in a nutshell, right off the top, we found that 71 well-heeled, asset-rich organizations with over $1 billion worth of financial assets had received $20 million in the last fiscal year of funding. So then we looked at every single organization that got funding from the National Foundation on the Arts and Humanities. Trump wants to zero it out. Robert Redford wants to increase the money. We took a look at last year, every organization with at least $10 million of assets, and they actually got the most money out of any tranche of organization. They got $84 million last year.
And these numbers are so big that I think the average person, their eyes kind of gloss over when we're talking about millions and millions of dollars. But what we're talking about, it kind of give people the analogy. It would be like if the person in your town that had the biggest house, right? That the government was paying for their yard to be cut, for their house to be cleaned, for their fence to be painted, for them to get new cars. You think, wait a minute. That just doesn't seem right. But these nonprofits would say to you, but we're doing good work. We're doing good things with the money. But at the same time, you have a hard time justifying the accumulation of millions and millions and millions of dollars of assets. Do you find
it's a great analogy. It's a great analogy you lay out. I want to carry it a step further. So think about your hometown. Think about the millionaire in your own hometown. So in our report, and you can see this if you come to OpenTheBooks.com, on the right-hand side of the website is a report tab. And right underneath that, you can click and read this report for yourself. We show that 20 cents on every dollar of arts and humanities funding last year flowed to million-dollar asset organizations. So 80 cents on every dollar flowed to organizations with assets over a million. Only 20 cents on every dollar flowed to the, quote, starving artist organization with assets under a million.
And wasn't it that this whole Shakespeare play in Central Park that portrayed Donald Trump as Caesar being stabbed to death on stage, wasn't that partially funded by some of this money?
So while we were putting together the oversight report on the arts and humanities, that's when the national scandal hit the press on Shakespeare in the Park, which was run by the New York Shakespeare Festival. So that's the parent company. And right away, the National Endowment of the Arts responded to Donald Trump Jr.'s tweet. And he asked how much government money is involved in this play where they kill his father with the Shakespeare in the Park. And so our teams immediately within 12 hours, we had the answer, federal, state and local money. It's $30 million since 2009 that flowed to the parent company, the New York Shakespeare Festival.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. So much more to talk about. We're also in our next segments going to get into some specific examples as well of your taxpayer dollars hard at work. Sarcasm intended. We'll have a break and we'll be back after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and the website is openthebooks.com. Openthebooks.com. You can make a donation. You can look at just a tremendous amount of videos, reports. This is a website you want to visit several times a week just to see what they're doing. And joining us is the founder of the organization, Andrew Angievsky. And Andrew, I want to talk about the VA spending on luxury art here in a second. But before we do that, great question from a listener in Chicago that emailed me during the break. They want to know, in your view, why is it that the big, rich, multi-million dollar asset charities are getting this money? Is the system rigged against, like, the little, you know, summer theater camp that has no money in a community that's really doing good? Is it that the big organizations have an in with someone? How are they getting all this money?
Sure. I think the system is rigged. The system's been gamed for the personal enrichment of those organizations that have the political connections. I think it's the same not only in Washington, D.C., which our report took a look at. And by the way, this broke on Tuesday, Jim. You're probably well aware of this, on the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, which we were very, very thankful for that coverage. But I just want to cover a little bit of the arts funding in Illinois based on that question. Obviously, we're based in Illinois. Illinois is what we affectionately refer to the state as the Super Bowl of corruption. In Illinois, I think it's no secret that our number one manufactured product is corruption. And here's why your listening audience around the country should care about it. The National Endowment of the Arts every single year sends nearly $1 million to Illinois state government to pass out. And it is supposed to, like you referenced, it's supposed to go to the neighborhood theater. It's supposed to go to those small arts organizations that wouldn't rise to the federal level because they don't have the resources to get there, right? So the Illinois Arts Council, it's run by Shirley Madigan. And who is Shirley Madigan? She is the wife of the very, very powerful House Speaker who's been there since 1983. Her husband is Michael Madigan. Her daughter is the Attorney General of Illinois, Lisa Madigan, the top law enforcement officer. Shirley Madigan's been the chairman of this Illinois Arts Council since also 1993. So we just reviewed her grants over the course of the past 5 years. And it's the same story at the federal level. 20 out of 1,800 organizations that receive some money, 20 of them scooped up $12 million out of the $33 million they passed out over the course of the last 5 years. And those organizations control financial assets of at least $3.1 billion. So none of these at the federal level, like we've been talking about, or at the state level right here in Illinois, none of these organizations can argue they needed taxpayer funding.
Yeah, and it's even worse when people understand the bigger picture, which is that not only do we have a taxpayer money directly being misappropriated, clearly, but when people understand how nonprofits work, for every dollar donated to a nonprofit, that's a dollar that comes off of a tax return somewhere that is not taxable income, which means that we're sort of all contributing that money as well. Even if it's not coming directly from the government, even private contributions are in essence subsidized to some percentage by the general public as well. Now, the VA, of course, in recent years, you hear the word about reform, then you hear stories of these veterans committing suicide in their cars in the parking lots because they can't get into the hospitals. All of this is going on. The VA says it doesn't have enough money. They don't even have proper computers to be able to keep track of records and so forth. But yet, they have quite a lot of money when it comes to luxury art. Give us some examples.
So this wasn't even funny. All the way back to 2004, it's one of the greatest scandals hopefully any of us will ever witness in our lifetime. Of course, I'm speaking of the scandal at Veterans Affairs at the VA. If you're listening audience, they may remember. We'll just do a quick refresher. They cooked the books. 7 out of 10 VA facilities cooked the books. They showed no wait times while sick veterans waited to see a doctor. And during a 10-year period, our honorary chair, Dr. Tom Coburn, when he was in the Senate, he said that up to 1,000 veterans died while waiting to see a doctor. The scandal, you may recall, broke largely in the spring of 2014 over in Phoenix, where Phoenix director Sharon Hellman, we showed at OpenTheBooks.com, and we became the de facto repository of VA pay and bonus data, because we had already captured that, and we put out most of our findings through USA Today. Sharon Hellman, she was the director at Phoenix. There was 3,300 employees over at the Phoenix facility. She had the number one bonus the prior year. It was 2 times larger than anybody else. Eventually, that bonus, because of our disclosure, was taken away. She sued to get it back, and it's been a big struggle over the years. But we played a big role in 2014. And since then, Jim, we have followed that scandal. Every single year, we've audited the VA checkbook. And last summer, we found, for the first time, we found that $20 million was spent during this period, during the period of the scandal, on high-end artwork. And it was 27,000 21-foot Christmas trees. It was sculptures that cost more than five-bedroom homes. We identified two sculptures for a total of $700,000 purchased by a VA facility out in California, a VA facility that serves blind veterans. I kid you not. And here's what they need to know, that every veteran deserves to be able to see a doctor, and no, the blind veteran cannot see a fancy sculpture.
And what do you think is the reason behind this? Because I always try to think in terms of follow the money. So I'm thinking like someone has a brother-in-law who does crazy art. He welds together a bunch of hubcaps and then he sells that to the VA for $500,000. Do we know that there's kind of like a family member involved with some of these purchases? Why would a VA administrator care about artwork? I mean, what would be their motivation to do this? It just seems insane to me.
Well, eventually, so we broke this at Good Morning America, and it went to ABC World News Tonight, and this was in July of last year during the summer. The powerful Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley out of Iowa, he picked this up. He wrote a three-page oversight letter to VA Secretary Robert McDonald. And by August 14th, so within 35 days after the piece broke at ABC, within 35 days, the VA Secretary had apologized and instituted rules for the first time ever to stop this stuff, because this stuff was happening all over the country.
Yeah, you almost, I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here, but you could probably find veterans that are also artists that would donate their work, or other artists that would love to have their work on display if you need to have art. I mean, just prioritizing, my goodness. I mean, if you can't take care of people's medical needs, why in the world are you spending any time or money on art? I mean, who would care if you went in and the walls were bare? If everybody got good treatment, you could live with that. But this
Amen.
Is just,
I mean, and
this
that,
is
that's
just
exactly
crazy.
What our argument was. While the VA was abjectly failing on its core mission to provide health care, to simply pick up the phone when a veteran was calling the suicide helpline, those calls were going to voicemail. Veterans were waiting years on medical appeal to get their appeal adjudicated all the way to Washington, D.C. While the VA was failing on their core mission to provide basic health care to our military heroes, they were spending tens of millions of dollars on high-end.
Just surreal. And we'll have more as we continue our discussion. This is just fascinating. Stay tuned. Don't miss it. We'll be right back.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, when you're on live radio, it's always good to have smart people that are listening that can correct you. My apologies. Our guest's name is Adam Angievsky. I called him Andrew, and that's what happens when you fly all night from Denver before you do your live radio show. Adam, my apologies. I want to go on and talk about, of course, the website is openthebooks.com. There's so much there for you folks if you want to go there and check this out. Let's talk about federal pension transparency. You've got a special report there. I noticed one of the key findings that there is an unfunded liability of $3.5 trillion with a T. What in the world is going on with this?
Well, that's the source of that, obviously, is Moody's, Jim. So at OpenTheBooks.com, what we primarily do is we capture government spending. We're the world's largest private database of government spending at the federal, state, and the local levels across the entire country. So we've captured about 4 billion individual government expenditures. We've put them in our database, and anybody in your listening audience can search the last 3 fiscal years at openthebooks.com. So one of the areas that needs transparency is incredibly federal pensions. So think about this. If you want to see your retired United States senator, their retirement annuity, or your retired congressman, their retirement annuity. This is private information. So yes, you elected them many times for decades. They are supposed to be public servants, and they are retired on a lifetime public pension. And you, the pesky taxpayer, you have no right to see it.
Really?
We want to change that.
Now, this $3.5 trillion number, is this generally included when we get these reports of where the national debt stands? Because this would represent, I mean, like a good 25% or close to that of the national debt.
Well, I think this would go to the unfunded liability portion of the calculations, not even to the national debt, right? So the national debt is one thing. It's our actual debt obligations.
Right.
This is one of those off the books accounting ledger mistakes that were never really treated to.
And this is where, like, the economist Dr. Walter Williams says that the real debt is something like 120 to 200 trillion. I've heard numbers as high as that. I think his number is around 120 trillion that I've heard him mention before. But some of these numbers you hear are over 200 trillion. Now, clear this up for me. I've heard different things. Like, if you're elected to Congress or you're elected to the Senate and you serve, you know, just a few years, you know, maybe you're not there your entire career of 40 or 50 years, which I think is a good thing if you're not there all that long. But how much does someone get who just is up in like the D.C. area working for us for just a few years? Have you looked at those numbers?
So, you know, I don't, you know, this is all published online. So in terms of a congressman or United States senator, I don't have in front of me the timeline calculation of how the bureaucrats do calculate their pension. But I have heard that if you win re-election, the timeline starts, that you're owed something. So your listening audience could probably check that out. But here's what we do know. These things are literally, you can't even make these stories up. The Washington Post called the mountain, the windowless Cold War era mountain in Pennsylvania, where these federal retirement pensions, your congressmen and all your civil service employees and everybody else, they're calculated, hand calculated still inside a Pennsylvania mountain. The Washington Post called it a sinkhole of bureaucracy. There actually are 28,000 filing cabinets that hold the paperwork.
Wow, that is bizarre. I have never heard that before. And, you know, one thing I've always been fascinated to notice, just sort of anecdotally, and growing up in Chicago, my grandmother, she told me all politicians are dishonest. And I remember her telling me this over and over again. I said, Grandma, look, you know, I know you're jaded. I know you're cynical. Maybe some are, but not all are. Oh, no, they all are. She was very insistent upon that. And as I get older, I'm beginning to think she was right, because one of the things I notice just anecdotally is how some of these people go in like a Dennis Hastert, sort of a, you know, moderate income, kind of an everyday guy. And then you're hearing about like paying people off for millions of dollars. And I know there was that whole side story about who he was paying off and what might have happened years ago and all that. But my question was, like, where does he get millions of dollars now? I mean, he didn't have these millions of dollars when he went into public service, and now he has these millions of dollars. I would love to see someone do just sort of like a before and after balance sheet for people, you know, that are in public office to say, and just ask the question, like, you know, how do you have $10 million now in your bank account? Regardless of what you do with it, how did you get to that point just making $150,000 a year for 20 years?
Now, I think that's why they spend so much money to get elected to these positions, right? I totally think your grandmother was correct. We have a phrase on our team, in God we trust, our politicians we must audit. So all these guys, if they say anything, fact check your politicians. And how you fact check those politicians is exactly how the feds caught Al Capone back in the day. You follow the money. You follow the money aggressively. And at OpenTheBooks.com, that's what our mission is. It's every dime online in real time. And we're about a year and a half out from assembling for the first time ever a very, very important database. That's all public spending at every level in the entire country. There is 120,000 separate units of government in the country. We are filing Freedom of Information Act requests into each one of them, extracting their public spending records and posting them at OpenTheBooks.com. So you, everybody in the listening audience, can hold their elected officials accountable for tax and spend decisions.
Email coming in here from a Dallas listener. Great question. They want to know, they want you to explain what you go through to get this information. And is it just that it's all public information that's available, or do you have to fight to get this information? I think you may have answered that partially with what you just said, but if you want to elaborate on that a little bit more, I think we all think it's just public. It's just public information. If you went onto the right website or Googled the right phrase, all of this is public. It's just that nobody really looks at it. That's what I think most people believe.
Right. Well, here's the background on it. It's all public information. But they don't, you know, by and large, government doesn't proactively post it. You have to ask for it, right? So it's siloed up in 120,000 silos across the country. And we actually call it the new arms race. So private information, like, for instance, if you know my address here in DuPage County in Illinois, you can look up my home and you can find out how many bathrooms, bedrooms, how much I paid for the house, how much my mortgage is. Everything about my private residence is online. And, you know, private sector information, whether it's, you know, your health information, your phone calls or everything else, it exists somewhere in a database. So with government information, it's totally different. So all of this is siloed up in 120,000 units of government across the country. Most of these governments are local. And what we do is we have a three-stage process. We send them through email a Freedom of Information Act request. And if they don't respond, we follow up with a U.S. Post Office letter that requests the same information. And if they don't respond, our telemarketing team kicks into action and we issue them phone calls. And on that basis, we get about 90 cents on every dollar of spending in every state that we go into.
Wow. So this isn't, this is information. It sounds like you have to really work to get this information. So what
in certain jurisdictions, it's a lot tougher than others. Last year, we spent 18 months, and there's 327 local units of government on Long Island and New York. And for the first time ever, we collected from all those school districts, municipalities, and everything else, their public information. And it was literally, Jim, hand-to-hand combat. Six lawsuits were filed. Our teams won all six of those lawsuits. We got every single checkbook on Long Island from the units of government, and we proved that government has to follow the law.
Yeah, that's amazing that you have to go through that much trouble. And I would imagine that you find a correlation between those that are less transparent, having some real, reasonable things they'd want to hide.
It's a one-to-one correlation. If they're not going to follow open records law in their state, they do have something to hide. And let's talk about what they're hiding. That information, just to fully answer your caller's question.
We're going to hold you right there. It's our last segment, Heartbreak, coming up. We'll be right back with our special guest, OpenTheBooks.com. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment. From TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH?
If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Wow, I am looking around this website, and I might be up until 3 o'clock in the morning messing around on this website, openthebooks.com. I just clicked on my home state, and I see that there's some guy named Mark B. Rosenberg that works at Florida International University, and he makes $663,000 a year.
Yep.
I don't even know. Are these just like, this is like who makes the most to who makes the least kind of a list that I'm looking at here?
Right. So from the top down, from 2013 through 2016, in 2016, we're just beginning. We've only got about one out of every seven Florida public employees in our database. But in 2015, we had over 700,000 Florida public employees in our database. And in 2014, you could see about 800,000 of them. And Mark Rosenberg, last year at Florida International University, did pull down $663,000.
And what does he do? What does he do there? Does he like create gold bars? What is his job there?
Well, you could Google him and find out really quickly. That's for sure. I just want to take you down. There's about five slots on that Florida list down at 2014 in the city of Apopka, Richard Anderson. So Richard Anderson in 2014 pulled down over $500,000, it shows, in his last year.
Yeah,
he retired. He went back on, we know, on a hefty consulting contract. Back at the city. From news reports, we also know that he has at least two pensions that he's also receiving. So this is why citizens need to be engaged at the local level. We can't vent blindly about our state capital or Washington, D.C. until we know if we've got good government where we live. And I can tell you, if you look at the public salaries, if you look at the checkbook spending, you will have questions. Demand answers from your public officials. Network your local people into those meetings. That creates news events, and that squeezes out waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse.
Well, and it used to be people would go into these civil servant jobs. I remember going when I was in high school, we'd have kind of these career-type seminars, and you'd decide what you're going to pursue in college. And I remember it used to be that, well, you won't make as much if you go into government work, but it's good, honest work. You're helping out your fellow citizen. And there are some good benefits. You'll have some security, this kind of thing. But it was never that you'd make this kind of money. I'm thinking now I made the wrong choice.
Well,
looking at all this money
response.
People make.
Jim, that's the most common response from hardworking taxpayers. They've got no idea just how lucrative it is in the public sector or working for government.
Yeah. Now, before we went to the break, I cut you off.
I want to come right back.
Back to that, because I was really interested in what you were about to say.
All of this information on where government spends your tax dollar, it's all public information by and large. There's some certain exclusions with good public purpose where some of the information's private, but that's rare. Most of it is public information, and here's what people don't know. You and I, as citizens, we already own that information. We own that record, and it's the most important record that exists at the local level or the state level. We have to follow a process to get our hands on that record, and that's the Freedom of Information or the Open Records Law in your state. So we have to go through all of these hurdles just to get a record that we the citizen, already own. We already own it because in America, the citizen is sovereign. We institute a government government is instituted of the people to secure our rights. We, as sovereign citizens, we already own that public information, and that's what people need to understand when you start to get the bureaucratic runaround.
Email here from Florida. This is probably just in reaction to what we just went over. They're asking here, how did these public officials get to these salary levels? Is there no check and balance? Who's agreeing for them to get paid these amounts of money? I mean, I'm just thinking, it's the government, so government's always got red tape and processes involved and so forth. So how does someone get to a point to where they're tipping $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 a year? I mean, is this just like through quarterly raises that they get over like the course of 20 or 30 years, and somebody's like, well, you get the quarterly percentage raise and now you're at $670,000 a year. You're doing a good job. And, here's your broom and your dustpan. Go back to cleaning as a janitor position.
Here's the simple answer. The boards at the local, state, regional level that we all elect, these boards are conferring these lucrative pay packages. So spending and overspending and the amount of debt we all carry, by and large, it comes back to pay, pensions, and perks that these elected officials are doling out. And I want to give you some examples here from Illinois. So we're getting ready to come out with our piece on the highly compensated 100,000 and above salaries at every level of Illinois government. And there's 60,000 of them. In New York State, there's 175,000.
Did you just say there's 60,000 people that are public employees that are getting over $100,000 a year in Illinois?
In Illinois. That's correct.
That is just shocking.
Up from 50,000 last year.
Wow.
So here's some of the job titles. Bus operator, carpenter, the auto pound supervisor in the city of Chicago. I kid you not. The guy, quote, managing and supervising the auto pound where your car gets towed. That guy's making over $100,000 a year.
I wish we could both say, like, well, 100,000 is what it used to be, so that's, pocket change. But that's still a lot of money today, $100,000. Most people don't make half that. Most families don't make half that.
It's more than what I make heading up OpenTheBooks.com, right? I make $80,000 a year, which is a lot of money, and I'm not complaining. There's painters and tree trimmers and press secretaries and bricklayers and the director of diversity in the city of Chicago makes over $100,000. And barbers in our state prison systems make over $100,000.
Oh, my goodness.
And the teacher of barbery at the prison systems at the state level makes
They could buy Flobies and get rid of all the barbers. There's my first money-saving tip. Well, the timing of that is going to be really incredible with this new budget that just went through over the governor's veto. You're going to be putting like salt on an open wound with that when people see
That's true. And the governor finally, in the end, when push came to shove, he was good on taxes, but he's been wrong on spending. For instance, his wife, as the First Lady of Illinois, has no official state duties, but he created a position for a personal assistant for her, and he pays that assistant over $100,000 per year.
Wow. And that's why almost every governor of Illinois goes on to prison. it's the career track to prison. But it seems like only if you get into a high office like that do you go to prison when you're mismanaging money. I read years ago about the story of the Chicago school system janitors, how they would rig the system by a few months before retirement. They would be the manager, quote unquote, I'm using air quotes, to be able to have that last two quarters at the higher pay level to be able to get that six-figure salary into retirement. So where does
the worst example we've ever uncovered in Illinois. The original story was broke by the Chicago Tribune. Two union lobbyists substitute taught in the Illinois public schools for one day and stood in line to receive $1 million lifetime teacher pension. The legislature rushed into session. They passed a law. The governor at the time, Pat Quinn, signed it, patted himself on the back. Everybody, all the editorial boards around the state, patted themselves on the back. They said they stopped them. And then, and this is why pension transparency is so important, 18 months later, I was up late checking our new data on Illinois pensions that came in, and I saw both their names. Those guys actually got their pensions.
For teaching one day as a substitute teacher.
One day in the Illinois public schools, they were wow. They got $1 million lifetime teacher pension.
I'm thinking like a side business here for you, Adam. If you want to go like black hat, is a book like How to Get Filthy Rich from the Government. Like you know how this is all done. So if you wanted to kind of wake up and be the evil Adam one day, like you could like have $10 million pensions coming in and living on some island somewhere because you know how this is all done. I'm saying that tongue in cheek, but then again, I'm not. I mean, this is just unbelievable. So in our last 30 seconds here, what do you think is going to happen to Illinois? A Trump bailout coming anytime soon?
Well, taxpayers from around the country should insist that that not happen, because any money that you throw at Illinois feeds the culture of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse.
And I can't imagine a better place for you to be. That is ground zero, being right out there outside of Chicago, looking for all examples of government waste. The website is incredible. I understand there's an app that people can have for their phone to look this up on their phone as well. Go there, folks. Openthebooks.com. Check out your own state. Make a donation. Subscribe to the newsletter. All good stuff. Adam Andrzejewski, thank you so much, sir, for sharing your time with us tonight.
Jim, thank you very much for having me on the program. I look forward to coming back.
Thank you, sir. God bless. All right. Wow. I'm speechless. I am literally speechless. I don't know if I will sleep tonight. Will I sleep for a week? Oh, my goodness. This is just incredible. Check out the website, openthebooks.com. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. We'll talk to you next time. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.